Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Got a tweet here that says, Scott Zolak, don't let Hardy and @Mark_Bertrand laugh at you. Years ago, friends dragged me to see the Righteous Brothers, and when they came on stage, I looked
Black
up
dudes.
And magically I yelled, they're white?
Yeah. I was a kid. That's my dad's favorite band. You never close. Yeah, I would have said Black dudes. Cat Stevens, I would say white dude. This is why I said Bill Withers sounds to me like a Cat Stevens type.
Isn't he?
From that era.
Yeah. Cat you Stevens know? Is a white
the
guy.
The sound.
Yeah.
Sam Cooke, I'd say. Black guy.
Nailed it.
Nailed that one. I couldn't have been more off base with this. All right, but I dig Bill Withers' music.
I was wrong about when I pictured it the first time I heard Blues Traveler. But anyway, I just heard it as a record. I was convinced that they looked much different than they did. I did not expect John Popper to look how he looks. But
like John Tomasi, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's
there is
excellent.
A resemblance between...
Excellent.
Yeah, it's true.
Yep.
Woo! I almost fell off my couch. I saw Tom Curran's video.
There are two things that really made me laugh. One was Sean Connery. The other was Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott. Black.
I just tell. It's a gift.
You know what would be a tricky one? Will Smith. He plays so many roles.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Let's talk to a couple of callers here, including Scott, who's in Lowell. What's up, Scott?
Hey, so I was watching the news a couple of days ago, and there was some scientist guy who works in a laboratory, and he said that they are hopeful that they will be able to have a test that can find the antibodies that you produce after you had the virus. And yeah, that way they know if somebody has already had it.
Yeah, I think you're talking, there's been a lot of talk about plasma from people who have had it, gone through it, and have come out okay on the other side. Marcus Smart is going to donate to that project. And there's also a test that's in testing right now for people that may have had mild symptoms and don't know if they had it or not. After the fact, they'll be able to get tested, and they'll know whether or not they had it. So, yeah, there's a couple of things going on right now.
See, that's my biggest question front. Is say when you have it and when you deal with it, and if you're lucky enough to come out on the other end and not be affected like some people are being affected by it, but you're cleared. What does that mean for you?
I mean, I don't know what you mean by that. Meaning what? Like,
okay, say I would contract coronavirus.
Yes,
and
okay.
I would self quarantine myself, and after the fact, I would get cleared. And do I still come out and operate the same way? Can I still catch it again? Can I still pass it? Can I still carry it? Or once you have it, see, there are some people out there that assume once you have it, you beat it. That okay, it's gone through your body. Your body understands it now, and that you would somehow build an immunity to it once you have it, or can you just keep catching this thing over and over? What's the proper protocol after you have it and after you are cleared of it?
Yeah, I don't know because, I mean, I think all indications are...
We're all scratching our head.
In this country, with our doctors and scientists, that if you get it, you're not going to get it again.
Correct.
But then there was reports of a few select people overseas getting it a second time. And that was after testing negative. So, you know, I think here in this country, the belief is that once you get it, you're not going to get it again. And you're good. You're good to go. Which means once you go through it and you've had it.
That's what I'm saying. What are doctors and what are medical professional people telling these people that are cleared, you know, once, okay, you're out of care now, you're good.
I mean, in a weird way,
normal life,
or, I mean, yeah. Not that anybody wants this thing, but the people who have, the people who have already had it, there's got to be some level of like relief to have had it and survived it. And
yes.
Now you're healthy again because those people, you know, already exist. Even in this country,
well, there's
that
a bunch of them
already.
Not being reported too. Like we can't get
Marcus
the numbers
Smart.
On that, right?
Like Marcus Smart's now had it, and he's out of the woods on it. He doesn't have any serious symptoms. Doesn't sound like he went through anything, you know. Maybe at least what they're revealing publicly. And for him now, I mean, he could go to the grocery store and Home Depot and not think twice.
Right? Shake people's right? hands, high five like, people. Hey, you're
he's
Marcus
over
Smart,
in the paint
right.
aisle.
High five.
Marcus Smart's over there looking at the color palette.
Like, take your dog over. Go say
you
hi.
Know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's walking the dog and talking to the neighbors. Yeah, I think there's going to be more and more of that as these numbers rise on the number of people who have had it. Oh, man. Tim in the car with a black-white story, of course. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, so my buddy growing up, his favorite player was Jim Rice. And when he was about 8 years old, his father brought him to the Red Sox game. He's like, where's Jim Rice? He's like, he's number there, right there, number 14. And his immediate response was, Jim Rice is black? He had no idea because he hadn't watched a game on TV as a kid.
What, like so a black and white TV?
Listening on
TV?
Radio or something?
Yeah, something like that. But he had no idea Jim Rice was black. And then the other one, too, Gordon Hayward. I had no idea he was a white guy until I saw him just because I didn't know who he was on Utah
Jazz. Oh, my God. See, there's a
how does that happen with athletes? Like, okay, I get it. Jim Rice was many years ago now, and you could say maybe you didn't watch on TV, only read the newspapers, saw the box score, and listened on radio.
Well, he may not be a sports fan, but he is calling a sports show. And how do you not know who Gordon Hayward was when the Butler went on that great run and he had that?
May not be a basketball fan,
right?
Just
right.
kept hearing his name as a possibility for the Celtics. Oh
yeah.
Man. Well then, 617-779-0985. College football could be moving its season. We've already discussed the possibility of summer. There's a new idea that doesn't involve summer. Zoe, do you like it?
I like it. I really do.
We'll get to it
then.
We'll get to the details on it coming up next.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
My friends feel as they're up.
Jim said to ask you what movie this remind you of.
This movie?
I think that's what he said. I can think of multiple movies that this song is in.
There's one that really
I'm
sticks
curious
out
to know
though,
what,
for me.
What is it?
Anchorman?
Anchorman, yeah.
This?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah. Huh. It's totally an Anchorman.
When was it? Christina Applegate walks in.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember that either. Hardy, you remember every movie's line. Jesus.
It's totally.
Again, I hear that. I think hippie white guy.
617-779-0985. College football considering moving its season and not moving it to the summer months because. That would sort of be, things have changed, right? Since we even first talked
Correct.
About that. So I think that somebody
That's not happening.
was smart enough to realize that was not going to happen the way that they wanted it to. All right. But now there's another thing on the table as far as when it could be, and the college football season could happen not for another, what, like year? Like it'd be going on right now. This from Stadium. College football's 12-game regular season would be divided over fall and spring semesters. The college football playoff semifinals and title game would be held next May, so not May of 2020. We're talking May of 2021.
Right.
And June, or even June of 2021. A 9-game regular season is a possibility. Universities would allow student athletes back on campus to participate in games that were played in empty stadiums. That does not mean every student would be allowed back. It would mean that just student athletes would be allowed back. This, according to this story on Stadium, says it could be the immediate future of college football, according to 112 football at the FBS athletic directors contacted by Stadium. I can't believe they contacted that many people.
Yeah.
And they talked to that many people. That's a boatload of sources, isn't it?
But, I mean, but most people are shut down, right? And so now, you know, you're communicating through email, through Skype, through Zoom or whatever network you use to communicate. That, okay, I'm just sitting here. What else am I going to do? Yeah, I'll get back to you on this. Here's my thoughts on this. Me personally, I'm a football guy, so I think it's awesome. I have football year round. We have football right now.
Yeah,
going.
But I hate the split
That's
season
awesome.
Idea. The split season idea.
I don't
stinks.
Like split season. I would like to keep carrying it, right? And here's the problem, too. Some of these kids are done first week in May. So it would sort of be unfair to the student athletes that would have to stick around and continue playing through the month of May and into June, where that is part of your break before you would ramp it up before fall practice again. Me selfishly would like to have football year round. And this would be such a better product than what the XFL is, right? I mean, the XFL was neat. It was fun for a week or two. And then this happened, and then we got away from it and never had a chance again. But you would go from Super Bowl right into the heart and the ending of the college football season as it would be ramping up. And then you go into SEC title games or conference championships, and then you would have bowl games, right? Bowl games.
Yeah,
in
so
what, May,
what
June,
I don't get
awesome.
Is why don't, and you know what it is? You know what the big problem is, though? Why they would need a split season? Because they don't want college football competing with college basketball next March. They want to try and limit that. And I call bull crap on that. Like, yeah. don't you know, try and get
Here's
everything.
Your problem.
You know, don't be greedy.
The NCAA makes 90%. They get 90% of their money each year from the NCAA tournament. There's your problem.
Yeah, don't split up, but it will still do just fine. Don't split up your seasons because you're worried about your TV deal or your other. You know, it's just go ahead and play the season in something that resembles a season. So play February, March, April.
Yeah,
and have a title game in May and be done. Like, play those months.
Then what would you do? Reset for the next year and go back to normalcy?
I think you would, but you might consider delaying it a little bit.
And play, so put it,
you know
put
what
it
you
off
do,
a
Zoe?
Week.
You play
sort
another
of like 9/11, right?
You play another nine game season and start closer to October.
Yeah,
that's what you might be able to do. Say, okay, we're done in May. And by the way, most teams wouldn't be playing in May. It would just be the ones that are left.
Right.
Most teams would already be done if you play. Start the week after the Super Bowl, February, March, April. You can fit 9 games in there. You can have your playoff into May, and that's only affecting a handful of teams. And so then after say, okay, most teams aren't doing anything. May, June, July, and August, come back at the start of September. We're going to have a 3-week training camp, and then we're into the season at the end of September into October. Like, that's totally manageable.
Part of the problem, too, you got NCAA football going right up against what? NHL and NBA playoffs, too.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Nationally?
Well,
not
yeah,
nationally,
and
I understand
again,
that. This would be bad. This would be bad for baseball.
It would be bad in April. Oh my God,
baseball would
get
destroyed.
April baseball would be destroyed next year.
It would
year.
Be so great to have an NFL season be played. Know what your needs are going into the next season.
Oh
and
my
then
God,
be able to watch
and then watch the game.
Season.
What do you? Well, wait yes. a minute. What do you do with the NFL draft while these kids are
the
still
NFL
playing their year out
after the championship?
You'd have to push the NFL draft into June. Then you're opening up camp in 3 weeks. That's crazy.
No combine needed. Coaches can go travel to these games.
Yes, I like it.
Wow.
They could figure this out. Don't split up the season. That's a bad idea, splitting up the season.
I like carrying over into spring, but I don't like the splitting up right there and having to like just halt it. Yeah, go ahead.
So, Tommy Castle from the Metro West Daily News.
It's becoming a thing, huh?
He wrote about us for a third straight day.
I kind of like this kid.
I mean, how do you not?
Yeah, tenacious.
There's something about him.
You called him pushy, Hardy. I would say that's
inappropriate. I did not.
Remember, there was that one potential intern we were going to have, and he just showed up and he was always there without saying names.
He hinted that he was pushy.
I asked if other people in his life ever described him as pushy or needy.
You were insinuating that he was both of those things, is what you were doing.
If that's what you took from it, that's in your kitchen.
I'm not
cleaning your kitchen for you.
You know what, Beetle?
What everybody took.
You get a leak. What do? You fix that leak, right? That squeaky wheel, it gets a fixing.
Yeah. Yeah, like Hardy's going to have to go golfing any day now with Tommy from the Metro West Daily News. Tommy, how we doing?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up?
So I got a few things to go over as this is it for my stories for you guys.
Is your roommate recording us again?
Oh, of course.
On the TV?
We're quarantined. What else are we going to do?
Tell myself what's up.
He says what's up. But I got an out of the blue kind of question for you, Zoe. Did you ever work on a farm as a kid in Pittsburgh, like milk a cow or fetch eggs from a chicken?
I did get eggs from a chicken, and my mom and dad used to take us to this place called Round Hill Park, where you could go make your own apple cider, you could milk cows, you could take eggs from chickens, you could feed deer, you could do all this stuff. But I was fortunate enough to live across the street from a farm, and sometimes the fence would get broken, and there would be cows literally standing in our front yard mooing.
That is fortunate.
And chickens running around. But sometimes, man, and like you could ask my wife this. First time she ever came to visit us at our house out in rural suburban Pittsburgh, we turned down our road, and this horse came flying out of nowhere and was running next to the car. And she goes, "What the hell is going on?" I said, "Oh yeah, we have this here all the time. We live across the street from a farm, and sometimes these animals get out."
I'm sorry, guys. I made you go down that road, but you know what? You guys should bring back soon is Yacht Rock Fridays. Those are great.
Oh, those were good.
If you've seen the weather outside, you understand when we start doing the Yacht Rock Fridays.
Yeah, no, he said soon.
Yeah. It sounds like he really wants to plan our show, though.
I like your ambition.
Well, speaking of soon, Hardy, this is for you. You know what's coming next. Are we golfing on Monday? It's supposed to be 62 and sunny.
Yeah, I work, so it'll be a little difficult for me. I am married. I have children, responsibilities. But I know look, how old are you, Tommy?
I'm 30. I'm thinking Hardy versus Castle's got to happen.
Okay.
Hardy versus Castle. He's already got a name for it.
I'm just going to go out on a limb. Not married?
Yes.
Okay. No kids.
I like that you speak in the third person.
I'm allergic to dogs and cats, too.
Okay. My only point is this. Under normal circumstances, tough for me to get away on a weekday to go golfing. Under these circumstances, I'm just gonna say impossible. But we'll do it eventually.
Maybe when it's all over, you guys can go to Core Golf or something and have a longest drive like Wiggy and Hardy did once upon a time.
I rewatched the Wiggy Hardy long drive video yesterday. That's how bored I was. Yeah. I went back and watched the video of it. That was fascinating. But no, you and I
wasn't
just
Wiggy
get
hurt? Didn't he have physical issues? Yeah,
feelings were massively hurt after that long drive contest.
Emotional issues.
But and I will go out there and play. Time for nine. We'll do nine. How's that?
How'd he swing a club? I thought he was going after the NFL.
No, he was fine.
There's that passive aggressive Wiggy thing with Zoe again.
Yeah. Yes.
Sounds good, Hardy. I appreciate the nine holes. Before I hang up or Beetle hangs up on me like yesterday, I have a question for you guys. So I've been doing a thing called the Metro Sports Minute each day during this coronavirus thing where I take a question from the audience. So I have a question for you. And Beetle, you can start if you want. So if you were stranded on an island or quarantined during this coronavirus thing, and you had to spend your time with one Boston sports athlete, past or present, who would it be? But before you answer, Beetle, thanks, guys. Love the show.
Oh, he's smart. He's doing it before you can hang up on him, Beetle.
I'll take your answers off the air. Thanks, guys. Right.
Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate your calls this week.
Tommy gets it.
The pleasure's been all ours.
That's a good one, Beetle.
That's a good one. I want some time to think about that.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some time on that one. I want to know when his kid started to start thinking he could just mess with our show.
Like, he also said past or present is his question.
And how much time are you going to spend with him?
You're stranded on an island.
You're stuck here.
However long it takes to get rescued.
You get Beetle, you need to think about everything. Like, say, like for food, like which guy would be able to dig a better hole or who can make fire with two sticks. Who's savvy enough? Who's scrappy enough? You don't want some like superstar that's going to sit there and like, I can't do this with my hands.
Right, you don't want a diva. You want a worker. It's true.
I might pick David Andrews.
That's an excellent point. Like that guy can hunt. He's a hunter.
He ain't afraid of anything.
He's definitely key in the sustenance department. Going to bring home that bacon. Literally. He's out there hunting boars.
Plus, he's a big guy. He could eat him if he dies, you know?
He's not that big, though. He's not as big as I thought he was going to be.
He's not that big of a guy.
He's not that. I mean, he's not a massive, massive human.
It's a good one. That's a good question.
Yeah, something to think about.
Who was the
you got to think about everything.
Who was the holdout who had his own self-sustaining?
Logan Mankins.
Thank you. Logan Mankins would be another good one.
I saw him at
Mankins is a farmer.
Self-sustaining scallop farm.
I saw him at Six Strings like 4 weeks ago before this pandemic hit.
Saw Logan Mankins there?
Yeah, just sitting at a table with his trucker hat on, drinking a beer.
Anybody going up to him?
No.
That's wild.
So I see you. See, so just sitting there, like Joe Murray, just sitting there.
All right.
617-779-0985.
I start yelling, oh, my God, it's Logan Mankins. Everybody's looking like, yo, go talk to Logan Mankins.
Yeah, fake promos are coming up at 1:50. We'll get back to your calls next.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the sports up.
We are absolutely loaded on fake promos, 12 of them for next segment. 617-779-0985. One of our buddies, Tony in Holbrook, on the line. I don't know. I think my screen froze. Is he still there? Pull that up for us, Jim. Thank you.
Hey, good
Tony.
Afternoon, guys.
How you doing?
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just want to personally thank all of you guys for giving us some normality, if that's a word.
Sure.
We're all struggling some way, somehow, but I personally have greatly appreciated all the work that all of you guys do to give us some normality in this time of uncertainty. And I just definitely appreciate all you guys that you have done.
Thank you. And, I mean, obviously, you see us or listen to us. There's a lot of people behind the scenes that work on our IT department. You know, guys like Dennis Knutson and Dan and Charlie and those guys, Josh, that have come to our houses. And, you know, Hardy's lucky enough to have his own studio in his house. I don't have that.
Maybe Beetle come to my house. I set up my own stuff.
Yeah, but those guys came here and, you know, weeks in advance of ultimately what we could have got to today, but you know, guys like T-Bone has been in there every day. You know, people that get us on air and people from the TV side that, you know, making sure that they're all on email chains and have the stuff ready to go to hit the brakes and put up the right content as we're talking about it. But there's a lot of people that, you know, you don't see or hear that put a lot of effort to getting us to this point to where we can do this type of broadcast. But, yeah, we appreciate everybody being with us.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this now for a few weeks this way.
It's two now for us, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and it all came together pretty quickly, I got to say, and that's no credit to us, you or I. We didn't have anything to do with that.
As you guys know me, I am.
All the people you named, so.
I barely can send email, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're aware. It's all those other people that made it happen.
Sure.
Including all the ones that you named, so. I'm sure we're leaving somebody out in that in that process. But
no, and all the salespeople too that you know we have interaction with on a daily basis that we know that you know that push the products and clients that help put us on air. They're working from home to keep all those people going and making sure that they know that we're going to be here to bust our ass for them too as this thing continues. But we'll get out of this. We will.
Yeah, quickly, one more coronavirus-related thing that's a positive thing, a positive note, Zoe. You remember our call, what, a week ago now with Lee and Quincy?
Oh, yeah.
Who, by the way, is still dealing with symptoms and still dealing with coronavirus, and we obviously have her in our thoughts because, I mean, she's been dealing with this for weeks now. And so she called last week and told us about what it's like to have coronavirus, what the symptoms for her were, what she had been dealing with. Someone else actually heard that, someone that is a friend of someone we work with and is someone who had cancer and is in remission. That person didn't know about the symptom of no smell, no taste. That was something that Lee and Quincy had talked about and said, you know, it's weird because you lose all sense of smell. Put a bottle of vinegar right to your nose and you can't smell it.
That's crazy.
And this person was suffering from that symptom, but that was it. They didn't have any other symptom. They didn't have the fever. They didn't have a cough. They didn't have some of the more classic symptoms, but they had lost their sense of smell and their sense of taste. They had a follow-up appointment scheduled at Dana-Farber. And because they heard that interview, they called and said, should I come in for my you know appointment at Dana-Farber where there's nurses, there's doctors, there's other patients? And they said, no, you better get tested. Got tested, turned out to be positive, and Lee sharing her story prevented that visit and prevented there being more spread. So
that's great.
You know, we're happy to hear that. What, you know, the littlest piece of information can do for somebody. And who knows, you know? And so now that person knows to be on the eye, you know, be looking out for any other symptoms that might pop up, too, now that they know that they have it and they otherwise would not have known had it not been for just Lee giving us a call and letting us know how she's doing.
Good stuff.
We've got the takeaways, 12 of them, fake promos. You'll hear them all next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right. Fake promos. That's right, fake promos. End of the show on Friday, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We're doing it virtually, folks. Get online at awaken180weightloss.com to set up your consultation today. They'll coach you up. They'll do the weigh-ins. They'll get you the food, all that stuff. It can be done. You got nothing but time right now sitting at home. You might as well be dropping some weight, so check it all out at awaken180weightloss.com.
Let's get to the fake promos, 12 of them, a dozen today. All from the week. Fake promos, yep. A more
it's a lot. It's
authentic
high.
Representation of some of the things that happen on this show.
Yes, and especially when the show is split up like this and one member of the show in particular is feeling very comfortable at home, maybe too comfortable.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Come back, leave my shoes in the garage, go in, spray down. Oh, excuse me, I just swore jump.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Forgot about that one.
Yeah. Luckily,
I like how you alert Jim.
Yeah.
Jim, I just swore.
Luckily, that was the only time it happened this week.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
For his appearance on Howard Stern.
Oh, God, he was on David Blaine last night. We missed it.
So, as we know,
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
What was that?
Another time you slipped up, but don't worry, Zoe. There was only the two times this week.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Shortest f***ing break ever.
Whoa!
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay, three.
I'm noticing a trend. It was noticing a trend there.
That's it. That's it. There are no more. We have plenty of other things that happen this week.
So nine more.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Hub. The various burps from yesterday's show.
Jesus.
Not even full-blown burps, just throat gurgles, you know? Little
gurgles, yes.
That's opening your throat to a live mic and having your fluids within your stomach speak to you.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call it reflux. It's just,
no.
It's happened to all of us.
It's like, help.
Yeah, take a drink of something and it's...
Get me out of here.
A little gas coming back up.
Something.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah, this thing gets them completely... Sorry, Beetle. This thing gets them completely off the radar.
Right. Go ahead.
How has this affected Globe employees, Dan?
How do you feel about this? Go ahead, Zo.
No, go ahead, Beetle.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're working on it.
Minor delay issues. Just a little lag time back and forth. It's fine. Getting into the rhythm of it.
So we have a call on, huh?
Yeah, I think we'll that's probably that's the biggest issue.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I came to watch it go down. And if the South good girls get down, I'd really hate to see the bad ones.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now, I gotta reset on this one for a second. Because we were in the background and we said, I can't believe that was this week. The first two from Derek were last week, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the days are running together.
Yeah.
And it's tough to keep track of like what happens when the first two Derek raps were last week.
Correct.
That one we got, I think, sent to Uzo on Sunday night. Does that sound
right? They're all Sunday evening. And when I heard the stripper one, like, this isn't as good as his other ones. First thing I thought. And then you keep hearing, the more you hear it, I want to see it go down. Yeah, it's just.
Tend to watch it go down.
Boom. Just kick.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean,
it's
there's
better. That was your first thought.
There's a story to it. I mean, it's a narrative type of rap.
And if the good girls get down, I'd really hate to see the bad ones.
What?
I hate to see the bad ones, too. I don't blame
PJ emailed in, Derek from Foxborough, black or white, though?
Oh, white. Like I said, he's Kip from Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay.
What do you think he is, Beetle?
I would probably say the same, yeah.
Okay.
But you're the expert.
But you know what?
I'm thinking like Pacific Rim. I don't want to narrow it down to a country, but it'd be Guam.
On these issues, I always want to defer to you, Zo.
We'd meet Derek probably in a month, and it would find, and he'd be a 6'7" black dude. You know, it's just, I don't know.
That's
our luck.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Bob and Revere. You manage a strip joint? Is that correct?
Correct. I managed a strip joint, and I had a lot of Brazilian girls dancing.
Let me ask you something. The ones that aren't there for the money, what are they there for?
Well, let me finish, please.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Beetle, do you notice how angry some callers get with Hardy? It's like they feel Hardy talks to them like he's condescending.
Yeah.
I know what he is, Harvey.
Let me finish, please. Let me finish.
Yeah.
They're here for the drugs.
He's been talking for like a minute straight. It's like some of the girls are only here for the money. Now I have a lot of these other girls, and I just want, what are the other ones there for? Yeah. Let me finish. I have 4 pages of notes, and then I'll entertain questions, maybe.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hold on, it's coming again. Sorry.
Slap your thigh as hard as you can. You can't do it after the sneeze.
Oh!
I didn't hear that until this just now.
Wow!
You didn't hear me do that?
No,
I
didn't hear
my mouth. Like
I didn't
crazy.
Hear Beetle call you an idiot until what? Just now.
I didn't hear that either. Play it again.
You can. You can't do it after the sneeze.
I'm gonna come to Quincy and touch you. I'm gonna sit in Home Depot and wait till you.
It's
walk
worse
in.
That it's under the breath, isn't it?
Like, at least I'm outwardly condescending. I don't do it under my breath.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
How selfish is this? I'm sorry. Selfish.
What happened?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That caller was very upset about people who were leaving their homes.
I don't know if she was. I still think maybe we were being goofed on. I don't know.
I don't think
so. Yeah, but you don't want to say because
not
you
these
don't
times.
Know.
You can't mess with that.
That's like, I just left it alone and moved
on. Can't Derek it right there.
Like, if someone was messing with us, whatever. Just not going to call any more attention to it. Yep. The point was, too many people are going outside and congregating, and that point's valid. So we'll just, okay, thank you.
Okay.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
It's not about pacing. It's about getting as much in there right away. And once you feel full, then you start really just shoving it down there.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't know, Michael Scott that, but I'm going to let that stand.
That's a good one.
You don't have to. It's all right there. You don't have to. All right, we have two more. They are related, and they are recent.
Okay.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
What do you got on Bill Withers, though?
I thought he was white.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zoe teased an additional item of interest on Bill Withers, who passed away. And when we came back from break and Beetle asked him what the point was, that was it, which got us down a whole road.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Sean Connery, white.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Uncanny ability, you give Zoe a name and he can tell you whether they're black or white. Immediately. He just
Missy
knows.
Missy Elliott.
It's a
Missy
gift.
Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott, Zoe.
Black. But I get her music, you know?
Yeah. How do he know? How do he know?
Like I said, like if I was like that kid in Pleasantville and I was in some bunker and missed the last 30 years and I came out, I'd say, Michael Jackson's some woman. I wouldn't be able to tell if it was white or black. Just a woman.
Nope. I got plenty out of that Sean Connery comment. That'll get me through the weekend, so I love you.
Good. Hey, Derek, keep them coming, man. We need content,
yeah,
bud.
It's the weekend. Could use another rap sent our way, right?
Everybody be safe out there this weekend. Help those businesses out there with takeout. Don't forget them. They're there for
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy the
you.
Weekend. You made it through another week, everyone.
Yeah.
Doing Celebrate it.
Kind of. Yep. Doing it.
Yeah.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
We'll see you Monday at 10. Felger Mass next.
Cool in the Gang. Black or white?
Oh, white.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.